maintain your life, you can take very little. And that is one time in whole day and night you can take. That's all chanting after. Start doing sleeping all day? No. Chanting, remember. Like Haridastasu. Then the fruit of Ekadasi will come. And if you will neglect, also will not be pleased. Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, by so many examples and a story that has been established, by the story of Ambarish Maharaj, who was a very powerful king, you know, can you tell? You can. Vasa was not a very angry person. So he has come from his manifestation of Mahashankar and his very high class of devotee. He wanted to glorify so many bhakts and also Ekadasi. So he prayed a trick. Like Shankar, he preached what? Mayabad. He preached by the order of Krishna. And for the welfare of whole world, he did it. So we cannot understand why and when all this says Durvasa doing so many things. But he is high class of the good, always serving Krishna and glorifying. But even he wants to give some teachings. And that is why he came at the neck of Dwadashi Parayan. Parayan, you know, have time for breaking. He told that, I am accepting your invitation to take prasadam here, but I have to go for some my for all these things. And Jamuna was very near. So he went to take bath and to recite his mantra and doing all this. And knowingly he made some late. In the meantime, Maharaj Yusuf, I will clear up. We should try to be humble like Ambarish Maharaj. But there is a song in Bhakti Siddhant, the conclusion of Bhakti. He was so humble that for 1 year he was waiting from when Durvasa will come, and by satisfying him well, then I may take some. So he was so humble. Tina dapi suni kena, taro rapi sahishnu, amani na man dena kritaniya sadahari. Oh, we should be humble more than a blade of grass. So, if it is simple, it never wants. And more tolerance than trees and creepers. The bark, the wood, the fruit, shade, seeds, all is for others. If you will cut the tree, even you will give shade and fruits and boots for chair, for beds and for so. He is drying even, but he will not ask for water. That is, please give me water. So we should be trunks like tree, more than tree. Try to give honor to all in accordance with their qualifications, as they are qualified. You should give proper respect to them. Don't want your praise or anything. Never, never. If you are doing like so, chant and remember and very easily, or you can have Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot have Krishna. Even? Oh, you are going? Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
I would like to ask just one more question. We have Miss India, which is named Miss Universe.
Which name?
Can you get that?
Oh, Datta.
Yeah.
Lara Datta.
Lara Datta.
Lara Datta. And she said, she's a 21-year-old model from India who said, beauty pageants give women a platform to voice our choices and opinions. Was named Miss Universe early today. This was early today. I would like to have your opinion on the women's voice in India.
Oh.
The size of ladies in India.
We know that from ancient times, the Indian women are honored by all Indians. We know first, Miss Universe was Sita Devi. First, she was Miss Universe. Right? And then Draupadi. Oh, Panchali. She was Miss Universe. After that, Srimati Radhika, undoubtedly, without protest, it was. Even Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he gave his head in the lotus feet of Radhika. All these places. So we follow all these principles. We always give so much honor to old ladies, mature ladies, like mother. And those who are like same age or like sister, dear sister. And those who are younger, oh, always we treat them like our guarding daughter. So
and
always
if you take your glasses off.
Because
you have beautiful blue eyes.
I don't know why being an Indian, even my eyes are perhaps first I was any Western devotee.
And by so
unfortunately now I'm in India.
Okay, again, mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Hare Krishna. Haribo.
Haribo. Haribo.
Okay.
Happy?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
My reply was okay. My reply was okay. Oh, there are so many of my darling daughters here. My sister also. And my mothers also. So, this is the tradition of India. Oh, can you tell me the reason that waves are coming and going? And why there is, in a special day, now from Ekadasi to Purnima, oh, the waves are so high? No wind. If there will be no wind, even from Ekadasi to full moon and Ekadasi to Andhakar,
dark
moon, these five days, oh, the water will increase. So much waves will come. Why? Due to moon. Moon becomes nearer and it attracts whole water in the universe. There is some water here also in us. Can you realize that there is water in our stomach and body? So if we are not very careful in these 5 days, in 15 days, then what will be? Omul will increase your all kinds of diseases regarding water. So I know in hospitals everywhere you will see that anyone is dying, or they must die, most of them will die within these 5 days. They will die. Why? Because we have some rush, juice or water in our body. And where there is liquid, moon attracts. And that is why our all kinds of diseases increase. But if we will be very careful, by the process, Indian process of Ekadasi, then it will be controlled very easily. How to do? If you are not drinking water or taking any grain, or if you are weak, you are taking water or juice but not grain, then it will do. You can save yourself. But if you are taking any grain or any preparation from grains, what will be? It will saturate water. You know, if you will give a stone or wood in water, it will not saturate water. No? Understand? But if you are giving any blotting paper or any cotton, it will be saturated so much that in whole day, even in the sun, it will not dry. Understand? So, if you are even taking water but not grains, like the stones, it will not affect. But if you are taking grains and its preparation, it will saturated by your all kinds of water, and moon will attract it, and there are so many kinds of sickness will come in you, and you may die even. So we should try to be careful for this, even by this reason also. One reason is also, you are going to any job, but government has allowed that toll to all that in 1 week there should be 1.5 holidays or 2 holidays. Why they have done two holidays or 1 holiday? Why not 7 days working? If you are doing service whole week, 7 days you will be tired, and next day you cannot do. You will be so much tired. So, our stomach has so many worms, and they used to digest our what we take. So if you are giving daily, not giving them rest, then disease will come. They cannot digest. So our whole world is suffering from this. Whole day taking, all day taking, not giving them any rest. So what they can do? So they become himself sick, and they cannot digest. So for this, you should try to give some rest to our stomach also. Otherwise, you will be sick. And most important is that Ekadasi is himself Krishna. He has become Ekadasi. On Ekadasi day, he comes to this world. He descends and he look after all the persons who are doing following Ekadasi, is merciful to them. And he gets some special mercy. So we must do Ekadasi. Especially, I want to tell you that Krishna name is so powerful. From our ancient days, from Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, up to Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, all are in this line. They are not different from each other. They are all in their line. You know that we are now discovering so many differences between them. Sukhdev Goswami, the father of Sukhdev Goswami, Vyasdev, was a married person. But Sukhdev Goswami, what he was? Nastic Brahmachari for whole life, even not taking any cloth, always naked, no bhajan kuti or anything. Is this difference between Vyasdev Goswami and Sukhdev Goswami? Is it different? Why? Oh, he is not a naked. Prabhupada was not naked like that Sukhdev Goswami, and also not falling like Vyasdev. He has left his home and his wife and everything. Srila Prabhupada. Is there any difference between them? Those who are seeing difference, what they are? Blind and what? Ignorant. Totally. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never married Nastic Brahmachari for whole world. He never used harmonium. Never. She was against this. You know? Very strict. But Swamiji was family man. And after that, being the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he left his old world and he became sannyasi. And he preached in all world, everywhere. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never he did. He never played on harmonium. He was never gone to any Western country. So there are so much difference between them. You think difference? No. There is something we'll have to what? There is difference. One word. And one word is vaishishtya. Speciality. A speciality is not difference. Oh, I have so many specialities. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, my hands. They are all not same. But is there any difference between them? They belong to one personality. So no difference. If there will be pain, oh, mouth, oh, pain there. His mouth will be? If a thorn will be in our ear, we will feel here. So all the bodies, all the limbs of the bodies are same, one, but it has some speciality. So in our parampara, we see all these things. So these are not the cause of difference. They are actually not different. He came to Western country, your Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, and he preached. He was very humble, and in the he was very liberal, very he came to Western country and saw that if we are strict like Prabhupada here, we cannot preach. Anyhow, we should engage in Prabhupada's service and Krishna's service. So we get some concessions. We get this concession. Or you can. On a Ekadasi, you can take so many times vegetables or so many curds, juices, or one time, two time, three time, no halt. This is concession. If he has not given all concession, then anyone had was not fortunate to come to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and to go deep. So he was merciful. This is not difference between them. What is this? Especially. Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he was never naked. He was not naked. So we cannot tell that, he was different from Sukadeva Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he had preached always what? Raganuga Bhakti. Mahaprabhu, like Shyamananda, Narottam, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all, they preached Raganuga Bhakti. But after them, some weakness came in our line. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was very strict, and he wanted to do again some reforming. So he checked this. How he checked? You should not think about Radha and Krishna so much. Be qualified first and then do. But he was not in another line of our Guru Parampara. He wanted to reform something, so he did so. But really, you should know that Radhanuga Bhakti is from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came especially to give this Radhanuga Marga. So, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj also wanted to give this thing, but he began to cutting the jungle of self-justifications and all these things that we are facing. So he is not different from Srila Prabhupada. From Rupa Goswami, his aim and object was in his all prayer it is present. Gauranga balite have pulaka sarira Hari Hari bolite nayane babe Rupa Raghunatha pade hai be yakuti Kabe ama bujhava se jugalati. Oh, jugal priti, what is this? What is conjugal love? Everywhere. And I know that he used to sing this. He has, everywhere he has written this thing, that our aim object is that jugal love. But he was preaching for Daiva Varnashram. Why? To realize all these things. And platform, and cutting all the jungles of all these things. So he is not different from Prabhupada. So someone telling that Narayan Maharaj is not in the line of Swami, they don't know. Their ignorant child. We are not in different lines. We are in same line. There is some especiality. I am not like Swamiji, but our mood and mission and thought and mood are same. So you should not believe in their propagandas. This propaganda is false. I don't want to cut their arguments because